Let's step back here a little bit, because the first thing that you talked about in your early interviews before academic curriculum, you wanted to change the culture. You wanted to see a shift in the mindset of educators and everybody involved in the Atlanta Public Schools system. Have you seen a change in the culture or within the district?
You know, Rose, I am so encouraged about what I'm seeing. I'm a believer that in the well-used phrase that culture eats strategy for breakfast every day. And while we've done some really smart things, like, you know, revised our mission, our vision, we have a board-approved and community-sanctioned strategic plan, that all those things are great in writing, but it actually, for us, is about the people. We're an organization that is overwhelmingly people. And so for us, it's all about making sure that those people think about children first. It cannot be an adult-centered agenda. It's all about what happens to children based on the decisions we make.
So how did you go about doing that? It's not something that you can just sort of, you know, implement overnight. And also, what have you learned from that shift? So I'll let you answer the first one.
Yeah, so, you know, most, I've worked in different districts. I've been in the superintendency for about 10 years, and I've learned a lot about how you go about that very issue. And one of the things that I saw in Atlanta, because it's such a, it is a district that has had a multi-decade, multi-generational kind of breakdown of systems and structures that are supposed to support children. So I took a little more time than I typically do. I normally come out in the summer with the staff, but we waited. We waited an entire semester to kind of gather not only like evidence, but anecdotal type behaviors to be able to bring the whole staff together at the beginning of the year with professional learning around the issue. And our observation has been, you know, pretty straightforward. It's very important that we talk about integrity, because we did lose our organizational integrity, or took a big hit on that, and that involved the cheating scandal and some other things. But we also have to talk about quality and the rigor with which we go about our work with children first and foremost in our minds.
You had a lot of principal vacancies, and I know that you wanted to be instrumental in making sure that you interviewed all of the new incoming principals. And what did you tell them about that philosophy you just talked about?
Yeah, so we had 22 vacancies, and two-thirds of them were at the high school level. And so you want your flagship leadership to be tip-top awesome and understand the purpose of what you're doing and what you're working on. And so the purpose piece and the mission piece, and we didn't have it yet. That wasn't approved by the board. So it was a lot of trying to see really if these are people who have the hearts and the minds and the experience to carry the vision and the mission, even though it hadn't been quite formulated yet. And so my takeaway was that while I wasn't the superintendent yet, and a lot of the process piece had already gone underway, that we did our best to look at the talent pool, to get to know them, to get to know what they were bringing to the table, so that we could get ready for big supports. And that is what we've done, in addition to trying to get the best people, but give them the supports they need to take on some of these tough schools that have had a lot of turnaround.